building the greener car.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Today, some news about government loans to car makers, but it's not what you expect. It's all in the name of making a more fuel-efficient automobile. Energy Secretary Stephen Chu will announce funding to help companies update their infrastructure so they can start building more gas-saving models. Here's Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson.
Up to $25 billion will be lent to car makers thanks to a program Congress passed in 2007 but didn't fund until last year. It requires that the money be used to make cars at least 25% more efficient than the ones they're replacing. The first recipients are reported to be Ford, Tesla, and the Japanese automaker Nissan. Nissan's Alan Budendeck spoke with me from the company's Tokyo headquarters this morning. He says getting a loan would speed up production on a number of fronts.
The actual production of electric vehicles at some point in the United States, as well as the electric batteries, you know, the lithium-ion batteries that are the heart of the vehicle, if you will.
GM and Chrysler are reportedly not on the list for loans from the Energy Department because they don't meet a program requirement of being financially viable companies. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
BMW says it plans to expand its mini dealership network in the next year and a half. It wants to build 17 more outlets across the country to a total of 100. Toyota has a new president named Toyota with a D. It's the founder's grandson, and shareholders say they hope Akio Toyota will help lead the world's biggest car maker through its biggest losses. Speaking of losses, Asian markets tanked today, losing nearly 3% in Hong Kong and Tokyo. European shares were lower earlier. Now they're up. And yesterday here at home, the S&P gave back 3%, the NASDAQ 3 1/3, and the Dow lost 2 1/3%, 200 points to close at 8,339. Saving the world's computers from viruses and other nasty invasions, it's pretty big business. Starting today, there's new competition from software's biggest name. And Microsoft is giving away its security program. Here's Marketplace senior business correspondent Bob Moon.
The folks behind the world's most used and arguably most cussed at computer software are going public with a tryout program that promises to plug the holes in their Windows. Richard Williams is an industry analyst at Cross Research. He says Microsoft has tried for 3 years to sell its own brand of antivirus software, but consumers have overwhelmingly stayed with leading names.
I think part of that was the perception that Microsoft kind of created the problem, and therefore do you trust them to be the ones to fix it?
Apple has made inroads lampooning Windows vulnerabilities.
I'm a Mac.
And I'm a PC.
Zuntite, you okay?
No, I have that virus that's going around.
Williams thinks that may explain why Microsoft has decided to give its program away.
If it can improve Microsoft's sales of Windows from some of the disaffected types that have gone to Apple, then I think they make a heck of a lot more money off of that than they would charging for security software.
Williams believes Microsoft's free offering will appeal mostly to those who usually don't buy software anyway, rather than threatening the established antivirus leaders. I'm Bob Moon for Marketplace.
Testimony starts today in Italy in a case that could have some serious video sharing consequences. Four Google executives are accused of defamation and violation of privacy for allowing a video of an autistic student being abused by classmates to be posted. Google says if they're convicted, the company would be forced to pre-screen thousands of hours of footage uploaded every day. The search company says the case is like prosecuting a mail service if a hate speech letter is sent. The New York Times today reports the U.S. Justice Department may drop a legal case seeking Swiss bank UBS to reveal names of thousands, more than 50,000, wealthy American clients suspected of offshore tax evasion. And Moody's today said the U.S. government's AAA rating, its credit rating, is safe for now, but it adds that could change if the federal debt doesn't start heading south.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Monsanto, committed to sustainable agriculture, creating hybrid and biotech seeds designed to increase crop yields and conserve natural resources. Produce more, conservemore.com.
Lots of Americans want to bring their electricity bills down, and solar energy is one way to do that. But for many homeowners, it's still too expensive to install a system. One group is trying to bring that cost down by encouraging American neighborhoods to pool their money together to buy their panels in bulk. From San Francisco, Lisa Desai reports.
Mike Friedman and Damian Bradley are getting ready for a dinner party.
right.
We use a lot of electricity. I am a big fan of kitchen electrics.
But they aren't worried about their power bill because that blender they're using is running on solar. The couple decided to buy panels when they found out about one block off the grid.
Hey, how are you?
The group goes door to door around neighborhoods, and once they've signed up 100 homes, they use that as leveraging power to bargain with solar installers. That process lowered Mike and Damien's cost to $15,000, saving them a total of $6,000.
I think we wouldn't have done it otherwise. There would have been that sort of just that much additional money that I didn't quite have or couldn't put my hands on.
Americans can get their hands on solar panels for a lot less this year. Panel prices have dropped up to 40%. There's too many on the market and not enough people buying them because of the recession. And there's a new 30% tax credit for homeowners who go solar.
This is our Sunnyvale warehouse in the
Christopher Macy's is the sales manager of an installation company. He says the problem is that most homeowners don't understand the solar industry enough to bargain themselves.
A lot of folks don't feel necessarily comfortable that what they're hearing is a straight shot. They just want to know they're making the right choice and if that is a good deal or not.
That's where One Block Off the Grid steps in. They teach the basics of solar through emails, tutorials, even personal phone calls. Here in the Bay Area, they've accounted for a quarter of solar installations and signed up 2,300 homeowners looking to save some money.
That's still not enough to make a huge dent.
Dave Lorenz is the founder of One Block Off the Grid.
We have to go even bigger than that. We need to create this sort of tipping point and understanding that solar can be cost effective.
Right now, they're trying to do just that in New Orleans and Denver. If they're successful in those cities, they hope to help Americans go solar all over the country. In San Francisco, I'm Lisa Desai for Marketplace.
Hey, got some energy-saving ideas? Share them with us at our website, marketplace.org in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for being with us. Have a great Tuesday.
American Public Media.